You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, one area that isn't lacking optimism and demand seems to be South African bonds. They're all the rage at the moment. They are in excessive demand, so much so that we actually don't have enough supply in issue at the moment. I'm joined on the line by Rashad Tayob, who is the portfolio manager for Foord Asset Management, to take a look at the state of SA bonds and just what's happening at the moment. Rashad, thanks so much for taking the time. Weekly bond auction raised just north of 19 billion rand, while there was only about 3.7, 3.8 billion rand actually available. Clearly, we're the hot commodity.
Yeah, so it's good to chat to you. The bond market has had a very nice recovery in the last few months on the optimism around the GNU, the positive political developments, as well as the expectation of interest rates falling and interest rates cuts starting this month in South Africa, following the Fed. So these two factors have really driven a nice rally in the bond market, and we're seeing yields about 200 basis points or 2% down from where they were a couple of months ago. So it has been a positive development. Just on the auction, the amount you quoted in terms of 19 billion, that was the amount of bids that were shown at the auction, not that the amount that was raised. The amount that was raised was more in line with the 3.5 billion rand, which they do every Tuesday on the nominal bond auction.
So the amount raised on the bid suggests that there is still demand that can be taken up if National Treasury were to, say, have another auction.
Yeah, so the National Treasury runs several auctions each week. So you've got a nominal bond auction on Tuesday, you've got an inflation linker and T-bill auction on Friday. So they're constantly raising money. It's part of a plan that gets put through in the budget in terms of how much funding you need on an annual basis, driven how much by the deficit, how much we need to borrow. So that's a regular supply that comes through consistently. So that strategy is it's well defined. But obviously the amount that's bid on a week-to-week basis, that fluctuates depending on how much demand there is. And especially compared to early this year, prior to the election, there was a lot of uncertainty. There was a lack of bids in the market. People were just holding off, were quite uncertain about where the politics was going to end up, and hence where the risk premium on SA bonds was going to end up. But past the election, the formation of the GNU has given people a lot more confidence about the next year or two, and therefore you are seeing a lot stronger bids every Tuesday.
Rashad, how much of the demand or the bids that we're seeing has to do with the fact that these bonds have returned north of 16% in US dollar terms, therefore probably one of the best emerging market returns that investors outside of South Africa could hope for?
Yeah, so that's typical of investors. They look at what's performed recently and then they tend to chase returns. But the thing about bonds is that the greater your return you get beforehand, the less you get afterwards, because once the yield is adjusted from, say, on the 10-year bond from about 11% down to about 9%, that gives you a nice capital return as yields fall. So the nature of bonds is when yields fall, you get a higher return, you get a capital gain on it. But then it means that now your new starting yield is 9%, so the potential return down the line is a bit lower. So, but it is typical of investors when you see good returns in the first half of the year, then they then end to say these are the best performing funds, bond funds, income funds with lots of bonds. They would typically look to buy into those bonds. But I would caution that, you have seen a nice reduction in the risk premium, which is valid, but there's still a lot of uncertainty. There's still a lot of risk going forward in terms of politics, in terms of growth, the consistent deficit that we're having. And therefore, I think that the next leg down in yields and the next potential return going forward is maybe a less attractive than it was a few months ago.
Rashad, the government typically does this sort of exercise, as you said, to raise capital, to finance all of the things that they need to do from a government perspective. And when we have these auctions, or when they look at these markets and they're seeing that at the moment people are showing a bit of interest because of the conditions in South Africa, next month is the midterm budget policy statement. That's an opportunity for National Treasury to come out to us as South Africans, but more importantly to the investment community, to maintain a level of attractiveness for those bonds by outlining how they intend to use that capital. What should be the conversations that come out of that?
So I think Treasury has done a good job in terms of bonds, but they are constrained by, if you look at the last decade, they are constrained by this rising debt level, which is, if you look at where we were in 2010, just coming out of the financial crisis with a debt to GDP of around 30%, we've taken that up to around 75%, and we've taken debt from about R1 trillion to over R5 trillion. So we've added a massive amount of debt over the last decade and a bit. So Treasury, I think, has done a reasonable job in that context in terms of making sure that we've termed out our debt. We've got a very long weighted average maturity of around 10 years. So there's no, sudden stop risk. But at the end of the day, they can't necessarily control the fact that you've got a growth problem in South Africa. So over the last decade, our growth has averaged less than 1%. It's very difficult to stop your debt rising or have a balanced budget if you're not growing your GDP. It's very difficult to do. And then secondly, we've had consistent state entities bailouts. So if you think of Eskom, just the last bailout of 250 billion rand, but bailouts before that of over 100 billion, Transnet at the end of last year, 50 billion guarantee. I mean, these are numbers which are coming through on a consistent basis year after year, and that takes its toll on the budget. So I think the two things you can look for in the MTBPS are, firstly, are we getting that state-owned entity bailouts under control, or is that going to drag an extra 100, 200 billion rand a year, which is what we've seen on a consistent basis? And are you getting a boost in growth, and are the economic policies and the structural reforms coming through that's going to take us from a sub 1% growth? Can we get to a 2 to 3% type of growth in order to have a more sustainable debt trajectory going forward? So I think those are the two things to watch in the MTBPS.
Rashad, ahead of that MTBPS, if the Minister of Finance had to ask two questions to you to say, we've raised capital, do we use the capital to pay down the interest or pay down the debt so that our interest liability comes down, or do we use it to put into infrastructure and expansion, which takes priority?
I think that we're not in the position where we can necessarily pay down debt. We still expected to run significant deficits, so maybe not the 5 or 6% of before, but we're still looking at reasonable deficits, which is why talk of paying down debt or starting sovereign wealth funds are just a non-starter. You need to get from a very dire situation, stabilize, and then have these other type of conversations. So that's not really an option. We do need reasonable investment in infrastructure, but I would argue that the critical thing is the efficacy of that investment, because the investment we've seen to date over the last decade has the effectiveness has been very poor. If you think of things like Medupi Power Station, which was supposed to cost 80 billion rand, it ended up costing over 200 billion rand, and it still doesn't work fully. It's not about the quantity of money you're spending. South Africa, we've been spending a lot of money over the last decade. The problem is how little we have to show for it. So I think it's more about the efficacy of spending, and that rests with the president and cabinet.
Rashad, before I let you go, you touched on some of the risks that still persist. What are the big risks now? I mean, obviously, having electricity for a sustained period of time has proven to be beneficial by way of the numbers that come through, by way of the sentiment that's been improving in South Africa. What are the macro risks that still persist specific to South Africa that could affect the bond market?
So I think two things we're looking for primarily on the bond market. The first thing is the political risk. Before I get to the economics that you talked about in terms of electricity, the political risk is key, because we've got a GNU which has been patched together, driven by the president, and it does create an environment where you could get positive policy developments compared to what we've had before. However, there are issues within the GNU, and you are seeing significant political differences that just appear within the ANC and the DA. NHI, education are ones that just have come to the fore recently. So it's about understanding how stable is this GNU? Is it going to hold over the medium term? And if we think that's the case, then we can get that political stability. But you see things like what's happening in Pretoria, where supposed coalition partners are fighting each other, I think it indicates that we have to take into account that there's a risk that this GNU doesn't necessarily last, a full term. So that's the one thing, the stability of the GNU. The second thing is the efficacy of these structural reforms that are happening. And electricity is one where we have seen massive political developments, but massive positive developments since the appointment of the electricity minister, who came out very strongly and said, forget all these type of reforms and splitting Eskom into three. And, we need to actually make sure that these coal power plants are producing at their right capacity when we've got a structural, when we've got a shortage. And he was the first person to say it, and he had a very, very narrow aim of what he needed to do. And that's why I think you've seen this massive turnaround in electricity, which can help boost that potential GDP and get us back to that 2-3% growth level. But across the board, you've seen at the same time, you're still seeing the deterioration in Transnet, and the kind of plans they're proposing are they're not very clear. They about splitting. They can't get the right people in charge. So on the one hand, you have positive developments, but on the other hand, there's still plans and which don't necessarily come to fruition. So we have to assess them objectively and see where are things getting fixed and where is it just plans and bills which are not necessarily going to go anywhere.
We have got some positivity, but we're not out of the woods yet. Thank you so much for that. For those insights, Rashad, and for the time. That's Rashad Tayob, who is the portfolio manager for Ford Asset Management, joining me to reflect on the demand for South African bonds and what it means for the South African picture in general.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.